there was an agreement made at the time of the town council that the back lanes was getting done on a rolling basis. So most of the lanes and the avenues in Sleaze-Knock have been done, but unfortunately there's still two or three outstanding. One of them's in Sleaze-Knock and the other ones are in Oatfield Terrace. And what I'm looking for the county council to do now is to live up to the pledge that was made then by the town council and to put in place a programme of work that will see the back lanes at Oatfield Terrace and indeed Sleaze-Knock, tarmac and fit for purpose. These are lanes which are used by bin men and coal lorries and indeed the local residents to access their backyards. And at times in autumn and winter, they're fairly cut up with the rain. And also, look, I think it's only fair. We made a commitment then that we live up to that commitment and that we get these back lanes tarmacked ASAP.
At the moment, in the vicinity of Circular Road, a lot of Irish water work taking place. We can expect in the coming weeks and months there will be a lot of work done on the main road there on Circular Road to restore the surface. Would it be possible to get some joined-up thinking there and do those lanes at the same time?
Well, that's what I'm going to be saying tomorrow at our council meeting, that to use that opportunity when the Circular Road is going to be resurfaced, that we get the contractors in and possibly get the back lanes done as well. In relation to the Sleaze-Knock, I mean, Sleaze-Knock residents handed over one of the car parks in the Sleaze-Knock estate to the council to allow them to build the houses there for people with disabilities. And that was part of the agreement that these lanes would be done. So look, I think it's important that we as a council live up to the commitments that we gave in the past and that we do this here for the good of the estate and easy access for the residents of Sleaze-Knock and Oatfield Terrace.